you know, they're not starry-eyed. I felt like we were last year. I thought, you know, if we could have had a little bit more experience going into that first game, I think things would have maybe played out a little bit differently, maybe not. So I don't think they have that kind of attitude, but I don't think they also have that attitude where they, you know, think things are owed to them or things are going to be easy. I think they're right in the middle, which is where Coach and I want them to be, you know, which is hungry yet confident in what they can do.
Before I let you go, defensively, catcher's an important position, and you lost a great one in Lexi. Obviously, it's a huge hole. What are you doing at that position for the next couple of months?
We did a lot of good work with Grayson Rondi last year, and she was she was playing first on varsity and getting really good at bats for us using her speed on the base paths. But she would also turn around and catch, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 innings on JV to be working on her catching. So, you know, she's looking really good. We're working on, you know, viewing things from a different angle. Being the catcher, you have so much more responsibility getting defenders in the right places and communicating. You know, that's big for a catcher. So she's doing really, really well. And don't be surprised if Macy is behind the plate a couple of games too to give Grayson a rest. But between the two of them, we're gonna try our best to patch up what we lost with Lexi, because Lexi had such a phenomenal year. Not just behind the plate, but also behind it.